Edios, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, 3-5. The topic of this Mishnah is the Kela, which is a sling, like the shepherd's sling. Think of a David sling, Goliath with his sling. Okay, that thing. So the question is, it's Tumah susceptibility. Now, the issue here is that the sling basically has three parts to it. The middle main part is like the pouch where the little rock goes, and that essentially is just like a flat piece of material or leather, okay? On either side comes out a string. One string at the end of it has like a loop, and one string has at the end of it essentially like a little knot. The side that has a loop on it goes around your finger, the base etzba. And the other side which has a little knot is just for holding on to it, and then you release it when you swing it. That's called the base hapakia. Okay, so the way basically this thing works is that you put your rock in the pouch in the middle, you hold both sides, both ropes coming out of either side, you swing it around, you let go of the base hapakia, and then it the little rock in the pouch launches. Okay, it's like a weapon. The question is that pouch in the middle, which is basically just like sort of just a square of material or leather, is that makabel tumah or not? So in general, the rule is if you have woven material, that's called beged, and beged is makabel tumah in any size. You may have heard that beged needs to be 3x3 etzba'os, 3x3 fingers breadth, to be makabel tumah. That's true if it's simply just an offcut, like it has no other purpose, it's just a little piece of fabric, then it's makabel tumah, it needs to be at least 3x3 etzba'os, because that's big enough at least to like make a patch, like if you have a hole in your elbow or something like that, near the elbow of your clothing. You can patch it up with a little piece like that. But if you have put it to good use, of any useful size, whatever that means, however big it is, a little, you know, I don't know what, like a little thimble out of woven material to protect your finger or something, it's makabel tumah, however small it is. So the point is that if it's going to be woven out of material, so then even though it's simply just a flat piece of material, even if it's less than 3x3 etzba'os, it can hold the rock, it has the ropes on each side, and then therefore this thing together, the kela is a functional clean, yes, makabel tumah, according to everybody. The question is, what happens if you have just simply like a little strap of leather and instead of woven material, and that's the pouch in which you put the rock? So when you, let it, when it's at ease, not being used, it's just like a simple strip of leather, and then there's two little ropes coming from your side. That strip of leather, makabel tumah. So the rule is that leather normally has to be 5x5 tefachim in order to be makabel tumah, if it's just like, you know, unused leather, and that's this is much less than that. So the question is it considered makabel tumah or not? Again, Rabbi Dos and Hurkanus, the Linen says, no, it's just a strip of leather, it's too small, it's nothing, it doesn't, not makabel tumah. Whereas the Chum say, what are you talking about? This, in context of the sling, is yes, makabel tumah, because it's a sling. It's like a pouch which holds a rock, even though it's just a flat piece of leather, but it's actually effectively a pouch. You know, both sides, you can use it to, you know, kill Goliath. So that's the machlokas here. So the first part of the Mishnah says, Hakela, this sling, like the shepherd's sling, shebeis kibul shela arug, if the little compartment where you put the stone is, the pouch, is made out of woven material, then tumea, it's certainly susceptible to tumah. Everyone agrees to that, not just the little pouch, I'll call it, but also the strings near the side, because they're subordinate to the pouch. Vishel or, however, if the little receptacle, the pouch, is made out of a strap of leather, then ribdos of an hurkanus mitahir, he says that's not sufficient, it's just simply a little piece of leather, that's not a kli, it's not makabel tumah. But the Chum matam and the Chum say yes, in context it is a kli, because the whole thing is like a big slingshot, and that's the core of the slingshot, and it does in fact be makabel tumah. Halak like the Chacham, of course. Now, the Mishnah goes on to say, well, what happens if it breaks? Nifsak beis etzba shela. If there's, remember, there's two strings coming on either side of the strap of leather. One side is the part that goes around your finger. It's called the base etzba. It's like a little loop at the end. The other side has like a simple knot that you hold on to, but you release it to launch the projectile that's in the sling. So if it breaks, if one of the ropes break, is it a broken clean and therefore makabel tumah, and therefore no longer makabel tumah or not? So says the Mishnah, nifsak beis etzba shela. If the side that broke is the side that has the loop that goes around your finger, it can't work anymore. You need to have that loop to hold on to your finger so it can throw projectiles effectively. So therefore, if the loop is broken, the beis etzba, then it is tahora, not makabel tumah. However, beis hapakia, if the side that's like the part you release, the part that kind of makes a whipping sound as you let it go, you release it, the pakia means either releasing side or whipping side or both, Anyways, the point is that if that breaks, so the knot at the end is broken off, so what? Tome, it's still makabotoma because it still works without that knot. You could just re-knot it or something like that. It's not essential, just that's for holding on to, if you will. And if it's shorter, so it's a little shorter, big deal, you can extend it or whatever. So therefore, it still is functional, and therefore, yes, still makabotoma.